The following is the realization of His Holiness Kadambakanana Swami.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, if we are remembering Nandarani, then we can see such matters always from the platform of eternity, because this is the platform that Krishna is residing in, and all the living beings are by nature of the same transcendental eternal nature as Krishna. So time and time again we take our birth in this material world, and according to our previous activities, karmana daivane trena, I will be being placed in a particular body. So when someone is taking his birth in a Vaishnava family of devotees, then we can understand that from the last life there was already a connection in devotional service with Krishna, and that in this life we get the chance to continue. In the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in the last verses, it is explained that if a devotee interrupts his service after only having performed it for a short time, then such a devotee takes his birth in a wealthy business family or some aristocratic family. But if one has, in a previous life, engaged in prolonged devotional service, then one can take birth in a family of devotees. So anyone who takes his birth in a family of devotees is understood to have had a previous connection with devotional service of substantial nature. So such a soul is certainly blessed. However, when then a great tragedy takes place in the midst of such a blessed situation, as in the case of Nandarani, then we take that Lord Krishna had a special purpose. That Lord Krishna intended to very quickly finish up so much karma in the life of his devotee, so that the devotee can very quickly progress towards the spiritual world. We cannot say what destination Nandarani has attained, whether she was going to a higher birth, or whether she was going to the spiritual world. That is not within our present power to see. But we understand that she lived a life which was dedicated to devotional service. Children are in many ways very fortunate, because they are not getting yet implicated in all these sinful temptations that adults may have to face. So therefore, she actually had a short life, but a fortunate one, because during her lifetime, the amount of possible sinful activity would be very minimal, and the amount of devotional service that she did, that has clearly been testified of in a nice book that Ananda Mahaprabhu has published. We have read how Nandarani was always very eager to engage others in Krishna consciousness, how she was inclined towards teaching, and how she was teaching other children about Krishna consciousness. So, in this way we can see that she certainly was focused on Krishna and serving Krishna. By the grace of Krishna, the grace of Prabhupada, the grace of the Vaishnavas. So, she had all this grace in her life. That she became the victim in a horrible event is to us always a source of pain. It can never be seen as a wonderful thing. It is a tragedy. But from the perspective of Nandarani, there is no question of tragedy. Because from her perspective, there was only progress this life, tremendous progress. So, therefore, the transcendentalists, they are looking upon this world in a spirit of objectivity. They are not affected by the happiness and distress of this world, but they are simply judging the result of one's activities in relation to the Supreme Lord. So judging the life of Srimati Nandarani in relation to Krishna, we can see that she came closer to Krishna in her lifetime. Therefore, without a doubt, she used her life well and properly. And we can only hope that we may do the same in the time that is allotted to us, and that from now until the end of our life, we may remain dedicated in the service of Krishna. And this way, we have all good wishes for Nandarani, whatever destination she may have obtained. Undoubtedly, she has the blessings of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna.